Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Hallo, hier ist Mona und es stand mal wieder ein Zoom-Interview an. Dieses Mal ein ganz besonderes, nämlich eins mit Sam Smith. Ich liebe Sam Smith über alles. Ein sehr, sehr großartiger Artist. Und wir haben natürlich über Sam Smiths neues Album Gloria gesprochen. Darüber, warum es denn Gloria heißt. Und auch darüber, warum sich Sam Smith endlich getraut hat, ein Happy-Album zu machen. Außerdem ging es um Sam Smiths anstehende Tour und was uns da so alles Tolles erwartet. Ich sag nur Glitzer. Und auch darum, wie Sam Smith denn jetzt diesen besonderen Release von diesem besonderen Album feiert. Auch Sam Smith feiert jetzt mit 30 die Partys etwas anders als noch zuvor. All das und noch ganz viel mehr in dieser Folge. Ich freue mich, wenn ihr mit dabei bleibt.
Hi Sam, so good to see you. How are you?
Good to see you too. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. You glow, you slay, and I love it so much. Congratulations on everything happening right now with the Grammy nomination, the album coming. I hope we have a little bit of time to talk about it. Let's start with that new era you are in, which I love, by the way. Was there any pressure or a lot of people to explain it to that this obviously was a good idea?
No pressure anymore. I refuse to feel that one. There's too many years of feeling that. So no pressure, but definitely, a want for people to support and love the music and understand where I wanted to go as an artist. And that took a little bit of pushing for sure.
Was there a special person, a friend or a mentor or somebody who said, go through it? Was it Gloria who told you, go for it, this is the right road?
Yeah, I think ultimately it is that, you know, it's the voice inside myself that says keep going. But yes, I have incredible friends and beautiful artists that I am surrounded by that push me and you know, make sure I know that I'm doing the right thing.
Awesome. We talked about the album Gloria. It's coming at the 27th of January. Gloria, because it's the fighting spirit, the voice in you that tells you to keep going. There is the voice on the one hand side, but on the other hand side, there is like you that has to be prepared and ready to listen to it. So what made you listen to that voice right now and turn it into an album?
I think a lot of therapy helped me years ago, connect with myself and psychologically work out some things. I think that the voice of my mum and my dad and my family is always in my heart and mind with things. And I've been very loved in my life, and I'm very lucky for that. So I think that has helped me be open to the bravery and courage that I've needed. I think those things.
You know, what I find really interesting is that you named it the voice and you named it a female name, obviously. Was it subconsciously or was it like really conscious?
I think both. I'm surrounded by women my whole life and very strong women. And I feel like we all start off as women in the womb and we all come from our mother's bellies, you know? So I think that I carry that energy with me every day, all day. It's the most powerful energy in the world.
Wow. Nicely put. It's the first happy album you say yourself. Is it because you allow yourself to be happy for the first time and do a happy album?
Yeah, I think that I'd going to the studio and writing songs about heartbreak or other people's heartbreak and sadness, it felt easier and easier as the years went on. And so for me to go in the studio and start expressing different emotions was the task. And I'm really happy I did it because the music was better for it.
Yeah, and you did it so great. I was lucky enough to listen to it with chills all over and teary eyes. So it was really, really special. How different was recording or writing, the process of writing, recording a happy album? What did you do differently? Did you have friends over? Did you have a party? I mean, like in the Gimme video that watched like a long night where your feet hurt and you can't brush your teeth, but you go to bed.
I love that. Yeah, I think that there is, in this album, after COVID and after 2 years of being, you know, without friends and without musicians and people and not being able to be together, it was really important for me with this record to bring everyone together. And there's a real feeling of ensemble on this album. And on tour, I'm going to have that too. It's about celebrating all of us together as musicians, you know. It is my name on the records, but it takes a village to do what I do. And there's so many people involved in making the music and everything I make. So it's been a beautiful process in that sense.
Wonderful. How do you feel about putting this special album out then? Because I heard you saying in an interview that it almost feels like dying, giving it away, your baby, and it's no longer yours anymore. How is it with that special album?
Yeah, I have this feeling with music and putting out music always, you know, it's exciting and it's wonderful, but when it's mine, it's it feels so personal, and it's when I give it away, there is something that leaves me, you know, there's something that exits, and I'll never listen to the music in the same way. So there's a melancholiness about it for sure, but I really love putting out music, and you know, the feelings of happiness will override the sadness.
So there will be a little release party. Have you planned already something with your friends?
I don't know. You know, we don't really do release parties that much, me and my team. We should celebrate more. There'll be a dinner. We celebrate by eating food now.
It's the mature way.
Yeah, the hangovers are intense.
Yes. Yeah, I know. I'm past 32, so it's a mature way of celebrating. That's good.
It's also better, to be honest. Food is better than anything, right?
Yes, exactly. So it's also, you're also going on tour. It's the first time I'm going to see you live. I'm so excited about this one. The first tour after 4 years. How do you prepare yourself mentally, physically, and especially your voice? Is there training? Is there workout? What is there?
Do you know what? Every time I do a tour, I learn different tricks and techniques. You know, I think my last tour, I was almost overly prepared for it. You know, I was working out so much and eating so clean. And I think that it was quite stressful having to be that on. And as much as you do have to go into an athlete mode, you have to look after your body, you have to be as healthy as possible, it's important for me to enjoy it. So I'm excited to get another chance at touring and feeling good.
So good, so good. So no rituals at all, or do you have some that you have to stick to?
I mean, I can't really drink. There's certain foods I can't eat. I have to work out. It's about vocal health, really. You know, singing 2 hours live on stage is demanding.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is there anything that we can expect? I'm having some, I don't know, costume changes in mind, some glitter.
For sure. The tour is going to be the most ambitious tour, I think, yet. I really want to collide theatre and pop music. And I'm really excited to show people that side of my creativity. I always put more into tour than I put into anything, you know. I feel like tour is a chance to take the music of the album and almost, you know, elevate it in a way that the album can't do. So I'm really, really excited to share it with people.
Yeah, I'm so excited too. I tell you, if you bring a choir out and sing that Gloria into it, then I'm gonna cry my eyes out. So I'm really excited to see you and watch you live. And I wish you all the best for that album. Thank you. I think we're running out of time. Thank you for it. And see you soon then.
Thank you.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Das Video und noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.